We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, episode number 444. Happy New Year to y'all. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company's senior SEO, Scott Fanak. And yes, I know, I sort of dated this. This is the first show of 2023, and that doesn't always apply. Some of the stuff is evergreen, but, you know, we get into news, so I figure, what the hell? I hope you're all doing well and you had a great holiday. We certainly did, and we're struggling to get back into the work mind again. It's funny, my coach, Chris Ward, she's excellent, by the way. If anyone needs a coach, K-R-I-S, and then Ward, W-A-R-D. Anyway, she helps me find ways to make my business more efficient and give me more time in my day. We were talking about the work that we all do right before the holidays and how she calls it snowbanking. And that's when you are just, it's like you're digging out a walk. She lives in the far north here, so it makes sense. You're digging out your path to your car. You're just piling up the snow on either side. This is what we do before we're going on holidays. We're just rushing to get everything done, and then it's piled up. And that pile is the work we have to do when we get back.
Yeah.
But we don't really care because, yay, we're going on holiday. It'll get done later. And then when we get back, we both have the depression of, oh, holidays are done. We're no longer enjoying things as much as we might have before. And then number two, we've got this snowbank. And number three, we have whatever's also happened over the holiday. And number four, Google's probably released another update that's screwing us.
And they did.
And they did. Anyway, I really like that analogy. And it's so true. I've been feeling like that. I didn't put a lot off. I mean, I've got a wall of things to do, but that's always the case on my little list. But it's another thing. It's kind of like using a computer analogy. It's like I've cleared all my memory banks. I'm fresh. It's like a brand new, everything's there. I'm thinking again. I relaxed. And then I get back to work. And I'm like, oh God, and I look at the wall and I start to have to fill them all in again with all the things I need to do. And then I have to start calculating where all I need. It's like all of a sudden it's heating up again. Overheating on some days, and I'm just trying to get by. And I know, you know, you're probably in the same thing. We just get so happy, and then we work again.
It's the way it is, right? Unless you're independently wealthy, doesn't matter what career you're doing. If you take time off, you've got to, I don't know, get back into it at some point, and that's getting tough.
Yes, and want to say thank you to you, Scott. 20 years you've been with Stepforth and working with me. My God, man. What is wrong with you?
That's almost half my life wasted. No. No, sorry. I didn't mean that.
It's all right. Unfiltered.
Fingers are crossed.
Yeah. I'm just in awe. I remember the day I met you, that first interview, and it does not seem like 20 years ago.
Yeah, the key to lasting 20 years is to have nobody to replace you. That's how
yes,
it works.
Yes.
Be the only one that applies for a job. You get the job, and then, you know. people meet Ross and I was going to say a bad joke, but I think that's inappropriate. So I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. And
he'll just share it with me later.
I will. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We get along really, really well. And it's the old adage. And I know not everyone agrees with this, but running a business, I hire people I would love to go for a beer with, and I would love to go with a beer with Scott. Go for a beer with Scott at any time. We have a good time. We chat. It's just laid back. It's awesome. And I can say that about every single person that's on staff. All great people. So not easy to do.
No.
But so glad you're still on. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe another 20, but I would like to retire at some point. So I don't know if 20 more is necessarily possible.
Well, you've already lost all your hair since I met you.
Yeah, so. There's not much, no hair left to lose. So
got that arm hair.
We'll see if we can go another 20. I'll retire on my 40th anniversary with the company. There you go. There's my notice.
Don't have to work that much longer.
I'm giving you my official 20 years notice. There you go.
All right. Well, that was a longer than normal segue into work here. Let's jump into some SEO news and talk about more about the December Google updates. Why don't you fill us in?
Yeah, so of course this happened right before Christmas, but you know, what else is new? There were two updates in December that took place. There was another Google Helpful update, which started on December 5th, and there was the December 2022 link spam update. I hate these names. I miss the animal names. Anyways.
Do they feel helpful?
No. Well, I don't know. I guess they're descriptive. I guess they're probably...
They're trying to make them sound so positive.
If we called it the turtle update, which these ones should both be called turtle updates, because we're over a month since they started and they're still going on. They are not finished. So the turtle update one and slug update, I don't know. That's what they should be called. So these updates are still rolling out, and there's been some turmoil. I think it was early in January. People were reporting things were all volatile. Things were volatile on, I want to say December 26th, I think I saw. I was busy having fun. I didn't notice on that day myself, but things are kind of crazy. You know, if I look at our own clients, I don't see, you know, I see some movement here and there, but nothing to be concerned of. So that's usually the way it goes. But if you're concerned about these updates, you got to wait longer because they're not finished. And there's even some chatter. Somebody thought, it might've been Barry who said that, was it Barry? I don't know, it doesn't matter. That it may actually be the beginning of another update occurring right now rather than the ending of these ones, but there hasn't been a lot about that. So I don't know. It's just an update mess. And that's where that's small. At.
Like, I've been looking at discussions mostly on Barry's on Search Engine Roundtable and seeing more just out of curiosity, but seeing the instability in the indexes. And it's significant. Like, search terms are all over the map, man. Like, it's, this isn't just a subtle little background update. They're making some major impacts. In fact, we have a question today about something along those same lines that we'll get to at the end of the show. So this is definitely causing people to lose money. And I hope they didn't decimate any innocent businesses over the holiday.
Yeah. It's happened before.
Yeah. So one of the things we've talked about in the past is about review content and how Google was really kind of hammering down on affiliate sites and people writing reviews that were shallow and thin and really just regurgitated what other people had worked hard to create. And they only had a link to single affiliate like Amazon, usually Amazon. And that's it. It was thin as heck and really didn't offer much value to Google. Well, this is an interesting little piece on Search Engine Roundtable again. And Alan Kent from Google, a new name I've not heard before, said that when you look at, if you were to compare two pieces of content, all else is created equal. All the other factors about the websites and pages are created equal. And one review page included only one link to an affiliate link to one site where you could buy this product. And the other had two links, let's say, or more to various vendors. If all else were created equal, the one with multiple links would likely do better in results. That's interesting. I think that's good input. I'm not sure how much of an impact that has, but I do think it's good. It's going to make some of these review garbage sites a little more honest if they want to stay alive. So that's good.
I find it interesting. Usually when people from Google talk about things that might help with SEO, they don't use the words like, in this case, he had said you might get a small boost. You don't hear stuff like that. Yeah. You know, they say that, you know, this is good for SEO or this is helpful or whatever, but this is like almost like saying, do this because we're going to rank you higher, or this is going to help give you points, whatever, which is weird because they don't usually use words like that. But like you said, I've never heard of Alan Kent before. I don't know if he's a name we're going to see a lot more of, if he's, I haven't researched who he is. So he's from Google apparently. So
maybe he needs to be on the show.
Maybe he does.
We've had Martin, we've had John a few times.
Yeah.
Why not?
Alan, if you're listening, who are you? And do you want to come on the show?
All right. Well, next piece is about AI. And this is an article I was reading about. I'm a fan of AI tools for content, but I'm also, I think it's at the school of hard knocks working in this industry for so long. It's very clear when anything becomes easy to do in SEO, it's going to get hammered down fast because there's going to be people who abuse it and Google will hate it and blah, blah, blah. Well, in this case, you know, since content writers have come out with AI content writers, a lot of people have been churning out garbage content. Frankly, they're not bad to read. They look okay. Sometimes even great. But the problem in Google's perspective is that this content is regurgitated from other sites. It's technically not original because the content is, and the sentiment, all the information is nothing new.
No new ideas, no.
No. And they can identify it. It's pretty clear using AI checking tools that this has been written by AI. I was kind of skeptical about that, but I've been checking a few and yeah, they're pretty darn accurate. Now, as you would predict, Jasper.ai, which is my favorite tool, and I think the leader in the industry in terms of a paid platform, put out a sponsored post on Search Engine Land discussing this very thing. And just like in the old days when link building companies were getting hammered, you know, link building companies would put out an article saying, well, you know, link building isn't always bad. These are different ways you should do it. Don't do the bad way. You know, we know some people will, whatever. Don't do it the bad way. This is a good way to do it. They're spinning it a bit. Jasper.ai put out something similar. Now, I don't think it was in the same overly protective perspective. I think they're saying that, look, anyway, it was by the same idea, though, is that, you know, don't have your content completely written by AI. If you're going to do that, it's going to be lower quality because even though it'll look great, it is regurgitated in some way or another. And even though it's not identical to other pages, it will be thin. They're suggesting it, that you use it, some of their tools, which are really cool, by the way, use it to help you start sentences. So you can put in a topic and say, start writing, and it'll start writing. And it'll give you some great ideas on how to kick off that content, which I know I can say with 100% confidence is one of my biggest problems when I'm starting writing. Getting that beginning going is hard. So that's good. It can help you out when you're stuck. Let's say you're writing and you run to a paragraph and you want to say something and you can't find that word. Well, use Jasper to start writing. There's a plugin, allows you to do this. It's really cool. No matter what, though, quality is going to be everything. I believe, and it's pretty clear that Google wants this. If you're going to use anything like this, make sure the content is phenomenal at the end. And that's going to require a fair amount of work on your part, making sure that you have your own sentiment in there, that you are discussing points that aren't just regurgitated online. You're putting in imagery, you're using examples that are personal or business related that other people wouldn't see. These are things that add value. And then you can use AI to push it up, make it a little better, maybe rewrite something you wrote that you just don't feel sounds good, whatever. So I like that perspective. I thought they did a good job with this article. Again, it's called Here's How Google's Helpful Content Update is Going to Make AI Better. If you want to find it on Search Engine Land, just type in Jasper within their search box. Now, I just want to leave it with this question, and this is what I'm going to be watching out for. Will Google ignore or devalue writing that's created by AI, even if it's great or good quality? It could be a mixture of custom writing on our own and AI, you know, AI supported. How much are they going to be, you know, what kind of penalty, I didn't want to use that word. Are they going to be devaluing that content because there's an aspect of AI involved? I hope not, because I think it is a really helpful tool. And if we can push out great content, that's all that matters. What are your thoughts, Scott?
Yeah, I basically agree fully with that. I mean, there's a place for AI content, and if it's quality content, yeah, like, what difference does it make who created it? As long as it's relevant and topical and factual, and, you know, does it matter? Why does it matter? Who cares?
Well, I'm being clear too that this isn't the content's not all AI. It's a mixture, right?
Even more reason to let it happen.
Yeah, but I mean, they're doing this detection, and if they detect one paragraph, a significant one perhaps, that looks like it has been written by AI, what's going to happen to that content, that page, even if it's great?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it won't contest its competing page, a competitor's page that appears not to have been written in AI. I hope not, because I think it comes down to how many readers you have, the quality. And I think I can rely on Google sticking to that path. But I don't know. I think they're going to, if they follow their normal path, they're going to hammer it down, say, no one do this. And then later on, they'll get all soft and say, it's okay to do a little bit, just like link building. Yeah. So they're going to ignore it, right? Just like link building. You cannot do this. And, you know, send us disavow files. Well, we're going to remove your site. We're going to hurt you. And then over time, it's now, we just ignore that.
Yeah. Or they'll add their own set of rules. Okay. You can use AI driven content, but you got to follow these steps, or you have to disclose it at the top. Say, this is written by a bot, or you know, it's almost like the rel equals no follow. You're gonna have to add a content equivalent that says, my God, rel equals don't read. I don't know. This is gonna be rel equals bot content. I don't know, something. I bet they will. I bet they'll put some kind of means where they want you to disclose where that content was created, or as the author
dread
tagline
that came over equals. Me when you said that was immense.
Does that mean I'm probably right?
I hope not. I hate their stupid tags. It's weak and lazy, in my opinion. It's them just trying to make things difficult, and their system should identify. It's from the beginning, they should have just ignored links that they thought were fake, but no, they wanted to make a statement. And it wasn't just for a month or two. It was for over a decade.
Yeah. Good times.
Rant. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the character limit for headlines. This is exciting stuff.
Ooh.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company, Senior SEO, Scott Vanak. All right, lead away with this exciting piece of content.
It's so exciting that if you need to check your phone real quick, you go right ahead while I talk. No, I shouldn't say that. That's bad, right? Okay, so previously in your structured markup, your headline for a given article was capped at 110 characters. At least that's what Google wanted. And now they have removed that character limitation. So they're now saying, there's no hard character limit. Instead, we recommend that you write concise titles, as long titles may be truncated on some devices. So quite simply, if your headlines are a little bit too long, you don't have to worry about it anymore. So these are like the main article headlines, and they appear in your structured markup. And yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people even probably knew there was a 110 character limit, but if you didn't know, you can continue to not know, because it doesn't matter anymore.
You know what? This is when I would think John Karka would have jumped in. And
he would have a lot to say about it.
Yeah, this is probably really good news for news agencies, because it can be difficult to squeeze everything in. And if it's just a few characters off, that's probably a good thing. Although I think he would also be very frustrated by not having some kind of limit.
I do like limits to a degree. 110 characters is pretty good. I mean, it doesn't sound huge, but I mean, you think the average title tag is, 60, 65 character is where you're supposed to cut that off. This is almost double that. So if you've got a headline for an article that's more than 110 characters, you should probably reconsider it anyways. You're getting pretty long. There's probably no reason to have one that's quite that long. I mean, that could be, well, I was going to say a dozen words, but it could be longer than that.
As digital professionals and business owners, we understand the critical importance of a secure and high-performing website. That's why I want to talk to you about Kinsta, a managed WordPress hosting provider that delivers exceptional speed, security, and reliability. Kinsta's infrastructure is optimized for WordPress, ensuring your site loads lightning fast and ranks well in search results. They utilize Google Cloud's premium tier network and CD3 virtual machines, which significantly boost performance. In fact, Kinsta customers often experience up to a 200% increase in site speed just by migrating to their platform. Security is paramount, and Kinsta provides enterprise-grade measures to protect your valuable data. They are one of the few WordPress hosting providers with SOC 2 certification, guaranteeing the highest level of security for your website. Kinsta's My Kinsta dashboard offers a user-friendly interface with a comprehensive suite of tools to manage your site efficiently. From cache control and debugging to redirects and CDN setup, My Kinsta simplifies website administration. For SEO 101 listeners, Kinsta offers specific advantages. Their platform is optimized for speed, a crucial ranking factor in search engine algorithms. Their security measures protect your site from malware and hacking attempts that could damage your online presence. And their expert support team is available 24/7 to assist with any technical issues that may arise. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It depends on what words you're using, but it really is. It you know, take a shot every time we say it. You're not going to walk home tonight. But yeah, so I mean, I don't love character limitations, but they do make sense in a lot of cases, and it is nice to have that guideline, because we'll get clients asking, well, how long should this be or that be, and it's nice to say, you know, an actual answer that makes sense rather than it depends. You know, just tell them, you know, here are your limitations, stay within them. So,
and you know, John, again, probably would just say at the end of this, we probably won't change anything. Because a few characters, if it's still within their judgment, maybe they'll make it 113 in-house.
Yeah,
you know, in their own systems, just for a little room. But
But then can you go to 115? stretch the boundaries a bit. Yeah.
Well, they have it cut off probably in their systems, but who knows? And then different outlets probably have different, you know, we're speaking of news here now. News feeds have different cutoffs too, perhaps. Who knows? Anywho.
Yeah. So there's a fun little data fact. I don't know.
And Google Search is testing search.
In video.
Yes, yeah. I just love that though.
I should have left that out. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Haven't they been doing that for, I don't even know, 20 some years?
Yeah.
So this is kind of neat, and I want to see it, but I haven't seen it. So they've only been piloting it in India. Apparently some people have seen this in the US. Google is testing the ability to search for spoken words within video. So you do a search inside the search result page, you see a video, and my impression is you have to click on the video, it opens in another page, and then there's a search button underneath that you can click on to search for words spoken within the context of the video. And then it gives you links to different anchor points within that video. So that's pretty cool. I, of course, haven't seen it because I am not in India. So I know it's a surprise, right?
I know.
Totally.
You thought I was going to send you to India so you can test it.
Yeah. All these, you know, 20 years later, you thought I was in an Indian call center this whole time. I've had you fooled. But unfortunately, this specific news article has made the truth come out.
I wonder, I've never tried this. Not that I could understand. Well, I don't know. They don't write in English, I don't think. Man, who knows? I'm totally stupid about this stuff, but I wonder if we could test it out with a proxy.
Yeah, I don't know why we never have. Maybe we can. Let's do it right now. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure we probably could actually for some of the stuff. But although, you know, I don't know, they might be getting too smart for that. Because have you ever tried to watch Netflix from another country using VPNs and stuff? They seem to still catch you, and they don't. I can't watch American Netflix even when I try to cheat.
That's where money's involved. We're in this case. I don't know. It's not exactly a rampant issue, people checking Indian search.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it will be now. how many people, what do we have? 300 million people listen to SEO 101. They're all going to be doing it now.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh God.
We're up there with Facebook.
past them. Oh, man. they're old school, old news. And of course, Google's shutting something down because it's the new year and there's always something to shut down. This one is semi-sad. It's not a big deal, but I've been talking a lot, so I'll let you take this one too.
Yeah, so I find this really funny. So in our last episode, we talked about content ideas coming to Google Search Console. It was sort of, I think it was beta or something. It's not really a big thing yet, but they're playing with the idea. And we talked about how content ideas looked a lot and resembled Google Question Hub. Well, the very next day after recording that episode, Google announced we're closing Google Question Hub. Like, oh, okay, awesome. So as of January 15th, Question Hub is done. That's it. And it must be their first closure of a property this year. So there we go. That's welcome to the new year. We're going to close something. Here you go.
So we just need to mention, you know, if you have any businesses or competitors, anything you want shut down, just tell us who they are. We'll mention on the show and they'll shut down next tomorrow.
Yeah, well, exactly. Google will be on it. They listen and they do what we say. We've got control. Yeah. Us and our 300 million listeners. So that's fun. So Google does note, though, if you do have data in there, you want to retain it, you can use Google Takeout, which I'll be honest, I've never used and honestly did not even know it existed before today.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It's the problem with Google Takeout, I've used it before, is it is just CSV. So it's a comma separated values list. It is garbage. You need something to import that into to clean it up or manually format it. So
it's marginally better than nothing.
Yeah. But I mean, if you use it extensively, I guess it's huge. It's to have something to export it from. But
exactly. So if you want to do that, you've got till March 6th, if you've got a bunch of data in there. But what I think is interesting here is I think this is kind of a sign that content ideas in Search Console may be more likely to be rolled out. Well, either it's more likely to be rolled out because Google doesn't want to duplicate it because it's basically the same thing, or they're going to kill both, because I think it's going to be one of the two. They're both dead, or content ideas will live on and we will see it come to Search Console maybe soon, maybe on January 15th. I'm going to make that prediction right now in which is basically now, if you're listening to this, it's already happened. So you know if I'm right or not. So there we go. That's my prediction.
And just restate it again.
That I predict that on January 15th, content ideas will be officially rolled out to Google Search Console for everybody.
There you are.
That's my prediction.
It's established.
Yeah. And
the word is out.
I've never been wrong before about anything. Never. So never.
No, I've asked Lindsay and she said the same thing. Your wife. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I'm always right.
Never wrong.
You know, it's really good she doesn't listen to the show. So, although my kids did, I don't know if I told you this, my kids listened to it the other day. We were sitting out in the backyard and they opened it up on Spotify and they started playing it and they were just laughing. Like, they just thought it was the funniest thing and they had no idea what I was talking about. They were so confused, but like, no, please don't play that. It was an awkward moment for me, but it was pretty funny. I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, my daughter made me feel pretty good the other day. She was saying that, she was online with her friends and she says, I was the only I was the only one with a daddy that had lots of online exposure. Like, you were in search results. I saw your picture. I saw you in newspapers and newsline. I'm like, it's cool.
It is kind of cool. I posted a review to a resort where we were at one time and there was a picture of my son and his buddy and they were going down a water slide. And like years later, Jake, my son's friend, is like, oh, I'm famous, I'm on the internet. And he was like so excited because he found this picture in this Google review that I had posted. And I was like, no, Jake, you're not famous. I posted that. Like, I did that. It's not a news story. You're not special. Well, you know, everybody's special, whatever. But it had, anyways, It's like, yeah, everyone's on the internet now, just some people more than others.
Yeah.
But
so I actually just added this to the list here before we get into the last question here. So I had an interesting discussion with a business yesterday. It was a competing company. I mean, there's lots of competing companies. It was another local SEO business that does local SEO. And we were talking about a client that I'm potentially passing along to them. And I'm not actually speaking of them specifically, because I think they had some really good points about the pricing. But it brought up a thought. I see a lot of people coming to me, are coming to Stepforth and asking for work because they've been turned away from local SEO companies that say, no, we won't work with you unless you are paying us $1,500 per location that you want marketed. Like if you've got multiple locations, that's minimum. And I get that. If you've got a really big company and you need a lot of exposure for each of your locations, it is like having a separate website that needs to be marketed every month. It can be a ton of work. Google business profiles, whatever you want to call them, they seem simple on the surface, but there's a lot of work to be done to support them, to keep them maximized, etc. But what I was stressing yesterday was, in this case, this company, which yes, has significant dollars, unfortunately they don't see the wisdom in spending it on SEO and local SEO, which is crazy, but it is what it is. I gave them a very low rate. I mean, really low rate to help them out with their local their locations. In this case, it was more than 15 locations. And I think the whole thing came out to $2,500 a month, really cheap. The reason that can happen, and I think this is important for others to understand, if you get turned away, talk to a company like ours who isn't all about absolutes, because in this case they had nothing. They hadn't done any marketing. They had they didn't even have all their Google business profiles claimed. I mean, they hadn't done anything. Why not just get an expert to do some work for you and get things out there, get things moving, put our foot in the door, show you that we can do what we claim we can do for less risk, and then build up over time. And I guess it's good for us that businesses come to us because they've been turned away from these other companies. Unfortunately, not all of them know about us. So hello, everyone. hello, all 30 million, whatever, 300 million people. I don't believe in absolutes. I believe there's a way to work your way up to these larger spends, because it'll be obvious why you're spending it, because you're making far more money than you're spending. Anyway, just a quick note, not so much a rant, as it's just a shame to see businesses run this way. And it must be frustrating for business owners who are looking for a company like ours, any kind of SEO company, when they're given absolutes like that. No, we, our minimum is this. And that's okay. At times that's okay. I actually respect companies that can do that. Some of them are specifically designed to only work with medium size and larger businesses. Yeah, they should have minimums. But if you're working with small, medium business like we do, you have to have some flexibility, in my opinion, or at least we've chosen to. All right, let's get to this question. It's from Adam Marland on our Facebook group. He says, is there any reason why a blog post would go from the top spot to unranked nearly overnight? The rest of the website is fine. Nothing gray or black hat going on, and the page is still readily available. Any advice or ideas would be appreciated, unquote. So what's our first answer, Scott?
It depends.
Take another shot. Twice. Yeah. it always depends. There's a lot that could be going on there. I just did a little, I am very sensitive to you guys always hearing my voice. So Scott, why don't you start off with an idea here?
Well, this is one that I probably would not have recommended, but not have even thought to say. But because of the story that we spoke about on the last episode, I think the episode before that, about Connie and his issue with his homepage disappearing, a DMCA takedown notice, maybe. I have no idea if this is the case here. I think Connie found out that that happened to him through Google Search Console. Another reason, have a Google Search Console account set up, because that's how you learn about stuff like this.
Well, he also found that there was a duplicate site out there.
He also found, he found all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he also, that would be another one. Maybe someone's duplicated your content. It would be unlikely that only having your site duplicated would result in your rankings disappearing and theirs taking over. But, you know, maybe they, the duplicate has a whole bunch of links or other authority that you don't have. So that's another option. The MCA.
Now, this is a blog post. It's not the whole website.
It's not the whole site. It's a, an in, it sounds like it's just an individual post.
Yeah.
So I don't actually.
I would also say right after the it depends, I would say, how long have you waited? It could just be a blip. And 2 days from now, it's right back up and it's, heck, it's number one.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, I see that. How many times have we seen that kind of stuff? Weird all stuff happens and it just fixes.
All the time.
It could be fixed by the time you listen to this. If it hasn't, yeah, look for duplicate content out there.
I guess we should start, though. Really, the first thing I would look at is your robots.txt and your robots meta tags on the page. Because sometimes things happen. You accidentally click a radio button on WordPress that says do not index this page. Or somebody's in there doing something and it happens accidentally sometimes. So make sure it's indexable and something didn't change in your settings.
Good point. Yeah, I have a funny feeling, Adam, that it has popped right back and it's doing well again, or at least it's still, or it's in the index. And that's the thing. Check Google Search Console for its existence. Is it even there? You're more familiar with the back end there of Google Search Console, Scott. Where would he go for that?
Yeah, if you go up, it, quite simply, I think it's on every page in Search Console, to inspect a URL right at the top, inspect URL, paste it in there, and make sure Google has it indexed. If they do, there you go. That's a good sign, at least.
And if they don't, what should you do using Google Search Console?
Panic, probably.
Well, can't you just submit it?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah, you can resubmit for inclusion. But then if it isn't indexed, assuming it was before, it sounds like it definitely was before, then you would definitely submit for re-indexing and check your messages in Search Console. Make sure there isn't something pointing. There might be a message already there that says we've removed this page because, well, not quite that simply, but you know, there might be some indicators as to what's going on.
Also, also check for interlinking. You know, is there any place that you could link to that page from that has a fair amount of traffic that shows its value, if it is a valuable page?
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure your links are good. Make sure any links that were pointing there before haven't been removed. I would also like, I haven't seen the page, which makes it, makes it tough, but I'm going to assume that it's not a page loaded with spam and maybe it hasn't been removed because it's terrible. You know, it probably isn't, but if you're full of spam and you've got all kinds of bad links and you're just like, it shouldn't rank, if it legitimately shouldn't rank and you've just been lucky up until now, maybe it was removed with a good reason. I hope that's not the case. I'm not saying it is. It could be, though. I don't know. I can't see the page.
I'm still stuck on if you're full of spam.
If you're full of spam.
That's what you said.
If you've been to the Dollarama and you're eating canned lunch meat every day, that's probably the problem.
Feel like I'm back in Hawaii again. It's a staple diet there.
Oh, I've never liked the stuff.
No, yeah.
The meat or the marketing technique.
No, exactly. Well, I think it's been a really good kickoff to the new year, and I really appreciate all you guys listening. Please do leave reviews for us on iTunes or wherever you do listen to us. We really appreciate it. It gets the word out, and but you know how much fun we have doing this, and love your feedback. We also love your questions. So if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group. You can easily search for it, find it by searching SEO 101 podcast on Facebook. And yeah, it's a quick thing you have to fill out to get in, and it's open. Like, just post questions and we will answer them on the show. It's fun. It's a lot of fun when you get that feedback.
And if we do answer them on the show, I tend to go in and leave a comment on your question saying, hey, listen to episode number whatever, just so you get the heads up in case you miss one. And I mean, I don't know why you'd ever miss one, but you know, maybe you were sick.
Hey, and think of the value. You know, we're $150 to $200 an hour, which is actually very cheap for Q&A and stuff like that if you ever have questions. But you get it free if you leave it on the Facebook group. There you go.
Limited time offer.
Yeah. Well, have a great week, everyone. And remember to tune into future episodes, which air twice a month on WMR.fm.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great year.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.